Survey, Donald Trump beats Gavin Newsom, Kamala Harris in hypothetical matchup. By Hannah Knudsen on July 5, 2024. Former President Donald Trump is besting California Governor Gavin Newsom and Vice President Kamala Harris in a hypothetical presidential matchup, the latest Ipsos/Reuters survey found. Despite widespread Democrat panic following President Joe Biden's poor debate performance, Biden has made it clear to all that he has no intentions of dropping out. Watch, what was that? Biden coughs, stumbles, rambles his way through debate after week of rest and prep. Biden and Harris joined a call with campaign staffers earlier this week, which featured what the Associated Press described as a pep talk where they assured staffers that they are in the race for the long haul. Biden followed by hosting Democrat governors for an emergency meeting, many of whom subsequently issued messages encouraging support for the 81-year-old. Recent polls show a decent portion of Americans want Biden replaced, including 32% of Democrats, according to the latest Reuters/Ipsos survey. While that same poll shows Trump and Biden tying in a matchup, it also shows Trump trouncing nearly every hypothetical Democrat replacement for Biden. For example, Trump bests Harris 43% to 42%, Newsom 42% to 39%, Governor Gretchen Whitmer, DME, 41% to 36%, Governor Andy Beshear, DKY, 40% to 36%, and Governor J.B. Pritzker, DEL, 40% to 34%. Watch, CNN's Dr. Gupta, Biden needs to undergo detailed cognitive testing. The survey only showed one, Michelle Obama, leading Trump in a hypothetical matchup. Obama has made it clear she is not interested in running for president, however. As former First Lady Michelle Obama has expressed several times over the years, she will not be running for president, Crystal Carson, director of communications for her office, said in March. Mrs. Obama supports President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris' re-election campaign, the statement added. The survey coincides with a Harris/Forbes poll, which found Trump leading Harris by 7 points in a head-to-head matchup and 5 points with third-party candidates included.